Hi, John Johnson here from English AZ. Welcome to your weekly warm-up. Remember that all of my students that do these warm-ups on a regular basis improve significantly. Keep doing them along with your lessons. Now, let's begin.
Alphabet, letters, M, X, L, K, J, H, G, D. Numbers, dozens, thousands, millions, billions, trillions, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5,900,000, 6,300,000, 7,600,000, 8,300,000, 1,900,000, 2,800,000, 3,700,000, 4,600,000, 5,500,000. 4,800, 2,900, 1,700, 9,500, 2,300, 8,100, 3,900, 13.31. 14.56, 16, 60.18, 16.17, 20.86, time, 7 a.m., 6 p.m., 1:30, 2:30, 3:15, 4:15, 6:15, 6:45, 7:50, 8:25, noon. Afternoon, morning, evening, night, $8,000.20, €5,000.35, £1,000.80, $9,000.26, €7,000.83, £4,000.65. Dates: January 21st, 2009, the 5th of February, 2010, March 13th, 2019, the 19th of April, 2020, May 21st, 2030, June 30th, 2015, the 30th of June, 2015. Also, remember, in English you say 1.5 hours. You do not say 1 hour and a half. You say 1.5 hours. So, 1.5 hours. Also, 2.5 weeks. Now, weather. So, sun. Repeat after me. There will be sun this afternoon. Cloud. There isn't a cloud in the sky. Rain? We are expecting rain. Showers. There will be showers later. Snow. Was there any snow last week? Fog. The airport closed because of fog. Hot. It has been hot lately. Cool. It is quite cool here. Warm. Will it warm up? Mild. It has been mild lately. Cold. Is it cold? Degrees. How many degrees is it? 25 Celsius. It is 25 Celsius. Minus 15 Celsius. It was minus 15 Celsius. And in the U.S. we use Fahrenheit. So, 22 Fahrenheit. It is 22 Fahrenheit. Minus 35 Fahrenheit. It was minus 35 Fahrenheit. Phrasal verbs. This lesson, phrasal verbs, the verb is to break. So you can say to break down, to break into, to break out of, to break up, and to break away. So to have a breakdown is to lose control. So repeat after me. My boss had a breakdown. To break into is to enter forcefully. Steve will break into the database later. To break out of is to escape. How will we break out of the office? The door is locked. To break up is to fall apart. The company broke up. To break away is to escape from. She broke away from the group. This lesson, the grammar point, is the past perfect. Remember, the past perfect is the past of the past. The structure is with the auxiliary had plus the past participle. Just repeat after me. 1. I had met with the new team by the time the project began. 2. He hadn't seen the new boss before the meeting. 3. She hadn't written the company address before leaving. 4. You had found an answer by the time we began. 5. The team had not made the decision. 6. He'd been with the new boss for 2 years when he changed. 7. They'd realized that it was a good plan. 8. Mike endured the pressure before the project ended. 9. Had the situation changed before they arrived? 10. Had the consulting team not been active before they met? 11. Hadn't the board thought about it? 12. They'd not seen him. 13. Hadn't the difficult situation resulted in the problem? 14. I had reviewed the plan prior to talking to his boss. 15. Had they met the new team member at the trade show? Expressions. So the first expression, lower the bar. So if the standards are too difficult, you lower the bar to make it easier. Repeat after me. The department had to lower the bar after they found the bugs in the program. Look on the bright side. When something has gone wrong, looking on the bright side means to look in a positive way. After they lost the bid, the manager said, "Look on the bright side. We got the other contract." And finally, to look after number one. And finally, to look after number one, which is doing things in your own interest is looking after one. To look after number one. Doing things in your own interest is looking after number one. Repeat after me. You should look after number one when you consider your career progress. So repeat after me. You should look after number one when you consider your career progress.
This is the end of your English AZ warm-up. Don't forget to join us on www.englishaz.com.